state. I'm freaking out. And I'm shocked it's October already. Jay Gilstrap here with the Gilstrap Family Dealerships. This year's gone by so fast, it's scary. So I'm rolling out my most shocking deals yet. It's my Shocktober sales event. That means you could be driving a new Mitsubishi or any nice newer car, truck, or SUV that you choose from our huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles starting at only $7 down. So dump that pumpkin that's been haunting your driveway and drive away today in the nicer, newer car you want and deserve for only $7 down. Past credit issues keeping you awake at night? Don't be scared. My For the People credit approval process is a treat. We work to revive you with the lenders and get you approved. But hurry, deals like this scare my accountant so they won't last long. I'm Jay Gilstrap, and I am your dealer For the People. Number one Mitsubishi in the truck farm. In Easley, Greer, Hendersonville, and now open in Greenville at 325 Woodruff Road. Home of the $14.95 oil change. Call today at 306-8785 or see all the deals online at thegilstrapfamilydealerships.com.
Hey, we do this every couple of months. We like to check in with one of our very good sponsors, SHP Financial. Why? Because I think they provide really good information that you may want as you consider your financial future. And the situation right now is, as you well know, we're 22 days away from the election. So I thought it'd be a pretty good time to check in with SHP and see if maybe, just maybe, we could get some answers to some questions involving everything surrounding the election. Joe Anderson joins us from SHP right now. Joe, the three areas I think we should talk about, taxes, Social Security, and health care as they pertain to this election. First, welcome to VB in the Middle, Joe.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start with taxes. Biden, Trump, how's this play out?
That's a great question. And honestly, of those three areas, this is the one that it boils down to the most, in my opinion, mainly because you're going to find out the other two areas are underfunded. How are we going to supplement this? Tax increase is probably imminent for us. So when it comes to Biden, basically, this is the first time that we've seen since World War II where the Congressional Budget Office actually shows the national debt is expected to be greater than the size of the American economy. So we haven't seen something like this since almost a century, obviously, at this point. So something's got to give. Biden's already mentioned walking back some of the Trump tax cuts and Jobs Act legislation. The other big pieces that you need to be aware of when it comes to a Biden presidency is he's potentially considering taxing long-term capital gains at ordinary income rates. No longer can you expect that flat 15 to 20% long-term capital gains tax, which could really affect some individuals. And I don't know where everybody around the country is listening here, but I know in Massachusetts alone, this is a pretty big one. Eliminating the potential step up in cost basis that your beneficiaries receive when they inherit things. Just where property values have gone alone in Massachusetts, that's probably, you're talking a pretty large capital gain there between the original basis as well as what the property is worth when somebody passes. Definitely going to be a different story there, though.
So, yeah, Trump is, I assume, more of what we've seen over the last 4 years. And I don't know if it's, you know, stays at the same level, but a lot less.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you're definitely going to see a continuation, most likely, of the current Trump tax cuts, which are set to sunset, or believe it or not, actually, that bill runs out at the end of 2025. So come January 1st of 2026, the way it's written in our law, our taxes are going up no matter what. Congress does nothing. They're pretty darn good at that. They do nothing, our taxes are going back in 2026. But he's also mentioned an unspecified tax cut to increase take-home pay, along with possibly repealing the payroll tax. Those two things, along with some tax incentives for companies to come back to the U.S., we'll probably see a lot more of that continued through the next 4 years if he makes it in again.
Now, Social Security, this is a thing we've, you know, 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, at some point Social Security is going to run out unless we fix it. What are we talking about here with these two?
Yeah, so when it comes to Social Security, basically we've had it in the date that we've had in mind prior to this year was 2035. Essentially, most likely the Social Security trust fund is going to be tapped out at that point. Something has to give prior to that. Something we're talking to clients a lot about is kind of the low-hanging fruit, a lot of this pre-tax money, 401ks you've been told to save into. that old saying, you might be in a lower tax bracket environment in retirement, might not necessarily be the case. So when it comes to Social Security for Biden, he's mentioned a couple things that he might want to implement, increasing payments for individuals who are receiving benefits for at least 20 years, basically towards the end of your working years, increase the amount that you're saving, representing a 5% increase in their full retirement benefit amount. Also, potentially, he has mentioned increasing survivor benefits for surviving spouses by 20%. Those two things make, honestly, like I mentioned, taxes be even more of a concern there, just knowing that he's potentially adding in extra benefits for Social Security. Trump's a little different. He's proposing adding a disability review to those individuals who apply for Social Security disability. Kind of wants to make sure that there's clarity on who's utilizing that benefit. He's also mentioned potentially a payroll tax holiday from September 1st through the 31st on individuals earning less than $100,000 a year. The issue is, though, many employers aren't participating in this. He's saying if he gets reelected, he'll forgive the deferred payroll taxes. But obviously, a lot's up in the air, knowing, you, as you mentioned, only 22 days from the election.
Finally, on health care, that's what they've been talking about at the Amy Coney Barrett hearings all day. Obviously, we have wildly differing views here on health care, but this can affect everybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. And a recent poll actually found that 81% of voters over the age of 50 say that a candidate who does not address the rising cost of prescription drugs is going to lose their vote. So you kind of see at least a similar thread in there in terms of both of their plans. Trump calls for an end of surprise billing for medical costs, establishing more transparent pricing for medical procedures and drug pricing, and also working to lower prescription drug costs through extra competition, that type of thing. But he actually even recently announced individuals that are on Medicare, if you're over the age of 65, he may have you receive an additional $200 to help pay for prescription drugs. But when they're going to receive that, when that's going to start, has been unspecified. Biden's a little different. They both focus on the fact of potentially lowering drug costs, but Biden's going to do it a little differently. He wants to lower the Medicare eligibility actually down to 60 from 65, so make more individuals eligible. Adding in vision, hearing, and dental benefits as well. Once again, kind of with adding in all these extra benefits on an already fairly taxed system here, something's got to give. This is why I keep telling you it stems back to taxes being a real big thing for me.
Bottom line, you got to have a plan. And if you don't, then you could get screwed. So, got a website for people if they want to find out more?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. If this seems like something you want to learn a little bit more about, you can always text SHP to 21000 21000 and set up a complimentary review with us. You also have shpfinancial.com where you can either set up that review or download our new election guide tilted towards the 2020 election and your finances. You can find that in our digital library there.
Joe Anderson, good talking as always, and happy elections. We won't talk before then, I don't think so.
That's it. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. So Joe Anderson of SHP Financial.
Election alert. The law has changed, and all South Carolina voters can vote early now or on Election Day. Your last chance to vote is Tuesday, November 3rd. Find your voting location at VoteBlueSC.com. Who you vote for is secret. But if you vote, it's public information. Learn more about how you can vote this year at VoteBlueSC.com.
I'm Jamie Harrison, candidate for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jamie Harrison for U.S. Senate.